There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
It's time for Joyce's Thought of the Day on News Talk 850 WFTL.
The American Federation for Children, the nation's voice for educational choice, applauds the Florida legislature for extending eligibility for the Family Empowerment Scholarship Program to all Florida families and converting all of the awards to education savings accounts. The vote continues a tradition of bipartisan cooperation in improving educational opportunities for students in the Sunshine State. Florida's existing slate of educational options has long been held as the standard bearer for school choice. As eligibility and awareness have increased, so have the positive externalities to Florida's education system as a whole. As the state increases the number of students now eligible, we expect to see the positive forces of competition continue to be a rising tide that lifts all boats. I want to thank the members of the Florida legislature for once again showing their faith in the families they serve by expanding eligibility for the Family Empowerment Scholarship Program to every student in the state. Now middle-income families, for whom private school options were out of reach, will have the opportunity to send their kids to a school that best fits their values and educational needs, or to curate an educational experience to the fullest degree. I'd also like to thank Governor Ron DeSantis for making education freedom a key tenet of his agenda as a governor. The leadership he's shown in Florida does resonate across the country and truly sets the bar for other lawmakers. I also want to extend a special thanks to the bill's sponsors, Senator Corey Simon and Representative Kaylee Tuck, as well as Speaker Paul Renner, Senate President Kathleen Passidomo, and the members of the Democratic Party, who stood up against the significant forces of the status quo and gave their constituents the school choice they so overwhelmingly desire. The Florida Senate passed the bill with a vote of 26-12, extending the eligibility. The Florida House already passed the bill with a bipartisan vote of 83-27. Governor DeSantis is expected to sign the bill into law. Previously, eligibility for the program was limited by income to families making less than 400% of the federal poverty limit, or about $110,000 for a family of four. Before the expansion, approximately 70% of Florida families were eligible. In the 2021-22 school year, approximately 180,000 students received vouchers for tuition to the private school of their choice. The voucher covers approximately $7,600 in the 21-22 school year, or about 74% of the average total expenditure per student in Florida's district schools. Before the expansion, roughly 70,000 students with unique abilities used these ESAs. Congratulations. Once again, we lead the way.
Get Joyce's Thought of the Day anytime. Subscribe to her podcast right now on the all-new 850 app and at 850WFTL.com.